All right, a little bit of Jewel. We're going to lighten things up a little bit. That got a little heavy. But that's all good. No, that's good because that's what we want to do. And that's why we're going to be doing these two benefits, the one in Toronto and the one in Buffalo, is we're going to raise some money and we're hopefully, you know, going to donate it for further education of this. I mean, but right now we do have Joseph, also known as the Gay Dragon, on the phone. So I am just going to have to quickly do a little bit of switching around.
Hi, Joseph.
Hello, Joseph.
Joseph, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me crank you up. All right, welcome. How are you?
I am exhausted.
Wow, okay.
I am absolutely exhausted. Today I was over in Burlington for the Santa Claus parade with my flag twirling group, ROTC Toronto, so... And it was, initially it was raining and it was wet, and then it dried. Thankfully, it stopped long enough for us to get through it. It was great. The people were great. Everyone kept pointing at my unicorn hat that I wore. Which is funny because one of the new members of the group also was wearing a Yeti hat.
Right.
And I saw this, yeah, and I've noticed this in the pictures because I wasn't able to do a lot of the praise. Because I was away covering leather events.
Right.
And so I said, you know what? I'm going to bring my unicorn hat just because. And, you know, and then I was like, I had all these kids, oh my God, you're a unicorn. And I'm like, yes, I am.
Oh.
It was quite fun. And it was quite interesting because, you know, a lot of people, when they see us, in their town for like Santa Claus parades or for little events, they really like us because we really do add an element of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And, really brightens up the parade a lot of times.
Right.
We get that comment a lot from organizers, from people in there, and usually towns like little towns like Burlington, Port Hope, Pickering, Peterborough,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you wouldn't exactly expect a very, you wouldn't expect, you know, a big queer community in there. But.
Right. So the whole flag thing that you work with, they're all queer?
With what, sorry?
Are they all, the group that you work with, are they all gay?
No, actually, it's a mix of queer and allies.
Okay.
So a lot of them have color guard experience. It's called the Righteously Outrageous Twirling Corps.
That's great.
That's what ROTC means.
Right.
And it does have like a, there are branches of it in the U.S. and we're like the only Toronto version, but it's basically combines the idea of color guard. So twirling flags, rifles, a lot of drum corps experience, mixing it with, modern music, choreography and so forth.
Right.
And you'd see us in like pride parades or parades of any kind.
Cool.
Where we're wanted. We have had our occasion where we run across, you know, in small towns, like, you know, the religious groups with their signs, but they're heavily outnumbered, and we usually don't engage whatsoever because out of respect. So, but I have to say, I do have to say, because the conversation, I only just got the tail end of it,
mm-hmm.
and it really, for me, struck very, very close to home, because like I was, like you guys were commenting on my comments, I was a person that was, I went to an all-guys Catholic high school. I was gay. I wasn't out for a good chunk of it until like the very, very final year. But yeah, I was ridiculed. I was teased. I was verbally abused. And yeah.
It's tough.
You know, I've had the fights. I've had the, you know, come up to the administration. They've not done a lot to help me. I mean, they did switch my locker when someone planted a note saying, which person do you like? Do you like a sunshine girl or do you like a sunshine guy? You know, they switched my locker, but when I got into fights and stuff, they didn't really help.
Right.
I didn't feel really get a lot of support. A lot of teachers were very sympathetic. None of them ever judged me, not even the priest there. But yeah, no, every time I run into old high school classmates, which is funny because in the concert band I am, it's made up of a lot of old folks from my high school.
Right.
And when they talk about the good old times, and I said, I'm sorry, I can't really participate because I've had a terrible time.
There was no good old times.
There was. I mean, I could actually say there probably was, but I think it was always overclouded by the fact that there was always terrible moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, I mean, I've had people who did offer to fight on my behalf, but I didn't feel right using people for my thing or...
And it's hard to because, you know what, those people don't realize, but they're taking precious times and moments that should be fun when you're a teenager. And they're taking away something that you have the exact same right as they do to enjoy going to school every day. And I remember getting up and going to school was a nightmare. I had stomach cramps and I'd break out in sweat. I did not – and, you know – And we all had our clan that you hung around with that seemed to be going through the same thing. Or I had my cousins. I had girl cousins who would stand up for me, which I thank them even to this day, you know. But, you know, it's hard. It really is hard.
Well, you were lucky at least to have girls. I mean, I was in an all-guy school, and that was particularly difficult. I mean, even the people that were closeted were afraid to be around me, I found.
They Why is that?
Were afraid because of guilt by association.
Okay.
I'll give you one example.
Yep.
Yeah, like one guy, I was going with my Reach for the Top team to an event at University of Toronto, and we were supposed to be paired up to go into rooms. The person who was supposed to be paired with me to go in my room, like, went completely ghost white. And he tried to pass off to someone else, and he tried to pass off to someone else, and they were all kind of arguing who was going to be sleeping in my room. And I just said, you know what, fuck y'all. I'm going to just go take my own room. And no one actually, not even the vice principal who was actually with us moderating this trip, they didn't say anything. And then that night, everyone, you know, for some reason, I was feeling very, I don't know, I felt like everyone was picking on me, and I was at a point that I just broke down, and I just had to take a walk, and I had to get away from all of them. But, you know, it never really got addressed, and it was just bothersome.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another classic example in that school where, you know, the administration, the one vice principal is right there, and he does not do a thing to help me out whatsoever.
Well, back
and then,
then
I find out that,
go ahead.
And then, irony of ironies, that guy that was originally supposed to be paired with me, turns out he was gay.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Most of the ones... Go ahead.
No, go.
Most of the ones that usually do the bullying are the one hiding who they are themselves.
I do suspect that.
Oh, yeah. My worst enemy... was, I mean, the reason it was like that is because I gave them blowjobs on and off. And then when I finally stopped because I had enough, that's when he totally started. And then a few years after I moved to Toronto, I'm at Club Colby's one night, and I hear this voice, and I turn around, and there he was. And I said his nickname, and I swear to God, if he could have turned white and disappeared, he would have. You know, so it's like, payback's the bitch.
Well, yeah, everyone actually, like, the closet ones, no, they weren't exactly, they didn't bully me per se. They were just more, they didn't really hang around me or they didn't really.
They just avoided
it. It was almost like, I can't even think of the word, but they weren't really that, like, you know, they didn't want to be near me.
Uh-huh.
There was one particular individual who did, you know, was very relentless. He would outright call me faggot. He would outright, you know, do stuff to me, push me and all that. And I do wonder now, you know, because it's very true, the most homophobic turns out to be gay themselves, was, I do wonder at this point. Of course, I didn't run into him, thank God, at the high school pub event that I went to this past Friday. But I did get a comment, though, because you were talking about how, you know, I didn't get to have the fun time, and it was very true, I did.
Yeah.
I really did not have a fun time in high school. I ran into one of the teachers there who was a former classmate of mine, and he said, one of the teachers now was actually a former classmate of mine.
Right.
He said to me, you know, a lot of us like following you on Facebook, or watch your watch what you're up to, because you seem to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all including all the leather events they go to, all the, you know, all like stuff, the Black Eagle, drag queen, all the stuff that I photograph and yep. I put up. And it's like, you know, and I said, you know what, this made up for all the time, the terrible time I had in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, and it's like, it's just very ironic to see that the one that they all made fun of is the one who's having the most fun now, where all of them, it's like, their lives are so boring and so forth.
It's, yeah, it's true.
You know, and they say, now we live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
I have tons of friends on Facebook from back home now. And they go, wow, we're really happy that, you know, your life has turned out great. You are in a great relationship. You seem happy. You're living your life. You're doing what you always wanted to do. You're having fun. I even have, like, big religious friends who are like, you know, who cares? We love you no matter what. And, you know, it's great because we can see that times are changing. Talking about changing, we got to get back to the subject in hand.
Yeah, so I hear you got quite the report for us, don't you there, Joseph?
I do.
All right.
Speaking about fun, stuff to do in Toronto for this coming week. So I'll start on Friday, December 7th, because all this stuff always seems to happen Friday, Saturday, Sunday anyway. So on Friday, December 7th, there are two things happening. From 6 to 8 p.m. at Northbound Leather is their weekly P3 Play Shop. P3 standing for Practice, Play, and Pleasure, which is basically hands-on workshops. It's basically hands-on workshops that's run by Master Tony Palazzo, Maida Victoria, and Atia from the, I think it's the Sexual Awareness Center, I think that is.
Okay.
And they do all sorts of topics where people can, you know, you not only learn, but you also get to apply what's being learned on each other.
Right.
Okay.
So this one they're doing is Interrogation Scenes Role Play Part 3. And on their website it says, psychological play with a dash of the physical can be very hot, challenging your physical and emotional boundaries in a safe, sane, consensual, and risk-aware manner is key to a phenomenal playtime. It's $20 per person. It runs from 6 to 8. It happens on the second floor of Northbound Leather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's it about that.
Okay.
Later that night, over at the Black Eagle, is Fetish Funhouse with Paul Chantar.
Shoot, is that this Friday?
It is this Friday.
Okay. I told Paul that I would come up and do a flogging thing for Paul.
Yeah, because that one usually try to get demos in there, but also allow participants an opportunity to actually try out equipment,
different stuff,
try out some play within a monitored environment, and I believe it's happening up in the second floor.
Yeah.
So it'd be great if you could.
Better I'll just come up and light somebody on fire. I'm into lighting people on fire lately. I really am. I'm sorry. Anyways, go back to what you were talking about.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Don't mind me. I'm just a little tired because this past month, there's been so much happening with me.
Yeah.
Saturday, December 8th. So I got a notice about a new men's kinky play party that's happening at the Subspace Subspace Design Dungeon Studio. It's called Androphilia. It's a kinky play party for men. All male-identified persons are welcome, from cis to trans and every stage in between. All sexual orientations are welcome as long as the core theme is accepted. This is an event for men who like to be in the presence of male sexuality expressed toward other males and enjoy BDSM. It is happening from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Subspace Dungeon Studio, which is located at 7 Fraser Avenue. It does cost $20 to go into this event.
Mm-hmm.
Registration is required. So if you need more information, you can go to this website, which is www.2circle.org/androphilia.
www2circle.org. I'm just typing into the chat room. Yeah.
Yeah. Androphilia, which is spelled A-N-D-R-O.
Is there a slash there?
Oh, well, you know, like the backslash.
Yeah. Okay. Spell ink. Spell that.
ANDROPHILIA.html. Actually, I'll write it in.
I just did it. I don't know if it's
right. I just copy, paste, and put it in. Like,
it's in there.
Actually, you got it.
You've always wanted to put it in, Joseph.
Bottom right now.
I put him as more of a receiver than a giver.
You put it in. This is where you need to go.
He'd be more of a
giver. If he hits the wrong side, up or down.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. You know what? We're going to just put you on hold because we do have to just pop to a commercial.
Okay, sure.
Okay. And then when we come back, obviously, we're going to hear a little bit more of what's going on and about in Toronto. So just stand by. I'm going to have to just unplug you, Joseph, so I can get my tunes back in here. So, and I got really crap sounding. All right. And we are right back.
We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Time to go pee, boys and pups.